Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Join your host, Sandra Flack.
Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt, and in their heart believes that what they say will happen to them, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. That is from Mark 11, verses 22 through 24. This is Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans. I'm your host, Sandra Flack, and my guest today is local adoptive mom, Susan Sharkey. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Having me.
It's an honor to have you here, and I'm just excited to have this conversation with you. You and your husband, Patrick, are parents to a beautiful little girl, 4-year-old Serenity. What led you and Patrick to adopt?
Well, we struggled with infertility. We were believing God to bless us with a child, and honestly, we thought that it would be a biological child. And we had spent about 3 years praying and trying to conceive. We had gone to a fertility doctor and done countless times of fertility treatments, all to no avail for that. Yet we still believed God and the promise that He gave us for our family. One day I happened to be at the Altamont Fair, and a booth was set up from the Berkshire Farm Center for Youth. And I spoke with a woman at the table, and she encouraged us to look into the prospect of fostering to adopt, because foster care in New York State when you adopt is much less than private adoption. And so that's how we became going on our journey for foster care.
Wow. So that's amazing. You actually were at the fair and bumped into an agency, Berkshire Farm, and that's just so exciting. I'm sure that that's rewarding for them to know that their efforts there were very fruitful. In our local upstate New York area, families who are interested in becoming foster parents can get licensed through, as you mentioned, Sue, Berkshire Farm. There's also other private agencies such as Northern Rivers, St. Catharines, in addition to county agencies, such as if you live in Albany County, you can foster through Albany County or Schenectady County. And there are links to all of these agencies found right on our website at justicefororphansny.org. You just click on the foster care tab there at the top of the page, and you can find a link to any of those local agencies. So now, Sue, explain to us the process to become a foster parent.
Well, the process is about a 10 to 12 week course. Usually it's one night a week for about 4 hours. The course teaches, the teachers provide you with the good, the bad, the ugly, and the scary side of foster care. You learn about how these kids come from real hard places, that they see and experience things that no one ever should experience, especially a child. Once you become fully certified, you pretty quickly can expect a call for a placement. Our daughter came to us 2 weeks after we were certified. Once you receive a placement into your home, you have a lot of visitors on a weekly basis, beginning with CPS workers, agency workers. There's appointments for this child or children that are in your home. It's a pretty involved process once you become certified. And a lot of people, you welcome a lot of people into your life. You know, you may also have visitations for the biological family. So it's a lot to get used to.
Yeah, so you mentioned the background checks, fingerprinting, there's a home study, there's a walkthrough of your home to make sure that it is you know, safe and passes the test with the county agency. So there's lots of rules, lots of things that happen. But once you pass all of that and you've finished the classes and you're certified, then you can, you'll start getting those phone calls and asking you if you'd like to take a child or children who are available, who need a home. So about 2 weeks after you were certified as foster parents, you got that call for Serenity to come into your family. Yeah, so tell us about Serenity.
Serenity, well, she is, she's now an amazing three-year-old. She'll be four in August. But she came into our family as our very first placement. We took her home at 3 days old from the hospital. I remember it being a very hot August day. When we went to get her at the hospital, I had gone out for my daily coffee and I had received a call that a little girl was born, and the only information that they could give me was that she was a girl, she was white, and her name was Serenity, and that they believed that it was going to be a long-term placement. Long-term being could be 3 months, 6 months, a year, or forever. They couldn't tell me, but they just knew it was going to be a long-term placement. So we said yes to that call. We picked her up about 5 hours later. And when you go into foster care, you don't know what you're getting, so preparation can be hard. My husband and I had a twin bed set up in a crib. Other than that, we had really nothing prepared. And then when I met Serenity, she was this beautiful 6-pound baby. She was in a bassinet in the nurse's station. When we got home, we made our way home, and friends came with some new clothes to help us get us through a couple days, you know, diapers, that sort of thing. It was a whirlwind of going from no kids to all of a sudden having a baby within 5 hours. Normally when you're expecting a baby, you have about 9 months to prepare. But we had this little gem of a girl in our home. We fostered her for 7 months. During that period of time, we attended court hearings for her. We were not certain how it would all play out. She was born in August. In September, at the court hearing, her biological father came to court, and we honestly thought that we were done at that point. However, to everyone's surprise, he decided to fully surrender his parental rights for Serenity, and we waited in the courthouse for 4 hours that day for all the necessary paperwork to be completed. And then we were very encouraged that we were half the way there of having our family complete. But her biological parents do suffer from mental disabilities, and so it took a little more time for Mom. Serenity never had any visits with her biological parents since her birth, and her mom did end up surrendering in January, and then our adoption was final on Good Friday of that year of 2016 in March. It was finished. The old life was gone, and God was resurrecting a new life, not only for Serenity, but also for us.
Wow.
We chose to keep the name Serenity, as it fit her perfectly. She was beautiful, and her name was beautiful.
Mm.
And my husband he'll joke. he always jokes around that whenever he would get frustrated or anything, he would always say, "Serenity now, Serenity now," which was a quote from from Seinfeld. but we didn't know that he was really prophetically speaking her into existence. And the scripture that we stood on was Mark 11, 22, 24, the scripture that you opened with. And so we decided to keep her name because it fit her, it was beautiful, and it was kind of funny, too, with him saying that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you pray and you're praying in accordance to God's will, he will move mountains for you. And, you know, to be confident and to receive them, as the scripture says.
Yeah.
Serenity is now a funky, smart, outgoing, considerate little girl. She loved the Lord and people, and her daddy and I couldn't be more proud of the jewel that God has given us to raise.
I love the part how you went out for coffee and came back with a baby.
I did, and one of the girls was standing outside when I returned to work, and I got out of the car, and I'm like, it's a girl. She was like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, there's a baby, and we got her. She's a girl. I had a real, I joke around with people, too, that talk about their labor stories, and I say how easy mine was. I just went out for a cup of coffee and came back with a baby.
Oh, wow. Now, do you talk with Serenity about adoption?
We do talk to her about adoption as much as we are given the opportunity and in each appropriate manner as we can. We celebrate her Gotcha Day every year in March. She knows that she came out of mommy's heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our desire to always remain open and honest and throughout her life about her birth story. We don't want to hide anything. We want to be very transparent, but we always want to keep it as well within an age-appropriate manner.
Yeah. So tell us, you referred to the scripture that we talked about that we opened the show with from Mark 11, 22 through 24. So can you go into a little bit more detail how you experienced God moving mountains through your adoption journey?
Sure. God strengthened our faith through this whole process. He showed himself faithful to us. And my prayer was that he would change the king's heart, being the judge. In Proverbs 21, chapter 21, verse 1, it says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and as the water courses, he turns it whichever way he wills. And through this, he did move mountains out of the way, the mountain of infertility. It can be detrimental to experience that and have that longing and never have that desire. But he is able to move those mountains, and it may not be in the way that we think that he should move those mountains. And they can feel like they will never move, but if we hold on to the Lord and to his word, he will watch it and perform his word.
Mm. And you shared with me, too, about a Stephen Curtis Chapman song that really helped you during that time, too.
Yes. That song was Glorious Unfolding by Stephen Curtis Chapman. And that helped me through most of my time battling infertility. And the song just speaks about how even though this isn't the life that you had planned out for yourself, your story is not over, and God's still writing your story, and there will be a glorious unfolding, and you will be able to see that come to pass. And so that was a song that, God really used in my life to help me get through that hard time.
Yeah, and I think adoption in general, every adoption story is really a glorious unfolding of God's plans.
Yeah, absolutely. Adoption is always been near and dear to my heart. When I was younger, I had always had a desire to be a foster parent, not knowing what it entailed growing up. But I just had a love for children and wanted to help children. And now being a part of it and having that as a part of my life, and seeing how God has unfolded the whole thing and how he continues to unfold her story and our story together, it's quite amazing to me.
It is amazing. You recently participated in the Empower to Connect class for foster and adoptive parents, which is a 9-week class where we provide training for parents who are raising children with trauma backgrounds, and any child that comes into foster care, no matter the age, any child adopted has experienced some level of loss and trauma in their lives. Sue, what was your experience from the Empowered to Connect class?
I found the Empowered to Connect classes to be the most beneficial. You don't necessarily think that a child that you have from the beginning, like we had Serenity, we took her home at 3 days old, you don't think that a child like that has lived with trauma. And going through the class, I had really realized that my child did come from a traumatic background as far as being in the womb. and what she heard in the womb and what was going on through those 9 months that, you know, she really couldn't process at that moment either. So the class was really helpful to me in dealing with her, and just simple things as when she would give me a hard time at bedtime, and arguing with her about going to bed just wasn't working. I had learned in the class to kind of offer her security, where I would just ask her if she would want me to lay down with her while she settled down. And that seemed to work very well with Serenity. And now she has become able to ask me to lay down with her. She'll say to me, you know, just for a little bit, could you just lay down with me? And so it's kind of given her a voice and a way to tell me that she needs that little extra security and comfort. And so I found that as a result of the class, it was something that I was able to put into action and see fruit from that.
Yeah, giving kids a voice is a huge part of what we talk about with the Empowered to Connect classes, because most of these kids come into care, they haven't had a voice, they haven't had a say in what has happened to them and what's going on in their world, and without a voice, a lot of times what you're seeing is behaviors, which are just really needs that are expressed in an inappropriate way, because they don't have the words, they don't have the voice for that. So for her to be able to tell you what she needs at bedtime, has that made bedtime easier?
It's made it so much easier. I'll lay down with her and rub her back or her forehead. And then, you know, and sometimes she'll just look at me and she'll say, okay, you can get up now. And so she's in control of that, but it provides a security for her. And I think it's been really beneficial and important for her.
Yeah, it's a great value. We love offering those classes, and we offer those around the area at churches when there's a group that forms that wants the class. It's a 9-week class for parents of kids from what we say, kids from hard places, kids who are in foster care, kids who've been adopted, and it helps the parents to be able to have a whole new set of tools in their parenting toolbox, because you need different tools when you're parenting kids from hard places, as we say. So, Sue, what is on your heart that you want to be sure our listeners hear today from your story?
I would like people who are struggling with infertility to have hope in God, to have hope in that He will make a way, and that the way may not be the way that they think, because His ways are not our ways and His timing is perfect. When I look back at the timing, it was all orchestrated by God. My husband had a prior situation that he had just cleared up prior to us becoming certified, and our daughter was born 2 weeks later. When we adopted her and I got to look at some of her paperwork, it stated that her mom was 2 weeks late in giving birth to her. But I know with my relationship with the Lord that she wasn't late at all. God had a plan for her and a plan for us. You know, He had specifically created her for us. And so because we were delayed 2 weeks, she wasn't really late in giving birth 2 weeks. It was just all completely orchestrated by the Lord. And so I would just encourage people not to lose heart, to stand on the word. He watches over His word to perform it, not our word. And foster care isn't for everyone, but if He leads you to it, He will get you through it. Going into foster care, I would just suggest that people and encourage them just to be a safe place for the children. They need stability, so whether they're with you for a week, a month, or a year, or forever, to be that safe place for them of love and acceptance, and giving them a family to be a part of, and to go into it with all their whole heart, and do it unto the Lord as a ministry, and then watch and see what God will do. You know, and if your desire is to adopt through foster care, you know, that God will place that right child with you that is going to be eligible for adoption and work it all out. Because if He did it for us, He can do it for others too.
Yeah, I love your story about the timing, because God's timing is perfect. It might not be as quick as we want something to happen. I had that experience in our adoption journey where we had submitted all of our paperwork to adopt internationally, and we got approved by the country. We adopted from Ukraine, and then we were just waiting for this invitation to come and have an appointment with their government. And so we waited about a month, and then we got a letter saying, this was in November. We're full with appointments for this calendar year. We'll be issuing more appointments in the next calendar year. So we thought, well, we'll just wait through the holidays, and then we'll be traveling in probably January. And then in January, we got a letter saying that, they've closed their adoption program to reorganize it, and we'll open up when they're ready. And there was no, promise as to how long that would take. So in January, we were like, began to just really fervently pray. In January, February, March, April, and then May rolls around, and all of our paperwork had been done the year before. So it began to expire. Every document that we had put together and all these things that you have to do, your background checks and your home study and your fingerprinting and your doctor's visits, so you have a physical and all of this, every piece of paper began to expire, and we had to redo the entire dossier over again. But in the process of doing that, we went from figuring we would adopt maybe one or two children, we upped the number to three. And we adopted a sibling group of three when we went, and it was another several months before Ukraine finally opened. But had we traveled when I had originally wanted to go, we wouldn't have been, approved for three children. We wouldn't have even been shown the three children that we actually did adopt, because they were pictures of three kids. The very first pictures they placed in front of us are the children that God said, these are your children. So God's timing is always perfect. And somebody else recently said to me that God is never late. He is always on time.
Always.
Always on time.
And even though we think he might be late, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He sees the bigger picture, and we only see a portion of it.
Always. That's always how it is. And I love how you talked about foster care being ministry, because it is ministry. And really, bringing children into your home through foster care, through adoption, is really like bringing the mission field into your home. You don't have to travel across the world to minister to a hurting people group. You can bring them into your home, and these small children are a hurting people group that we can minister to. So it's definitely ministry.
And even if you have the opportunity, having children in your home, I mean, with our situation, it wasn't so, but if you have visitations with the birth family, it's a ministry to them as well.
Yes.
To where you can be an extension of God's love to them.
Absolutely. So, Sue, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. Loved chatting with you.
Thank you for having me, Sandra.
It was an honor. So, and we thank you, our listeners, for listening today. I am Sandra Flack, Executive Director of Justice for Orphans and your host of Orphans No More. You can find more episodes of this podcast on our website at justicefororphansny.org. Also find it on iTunes or Google Play by searching for the show by name, Orphans No More. Be sure to follow and share the podcast with your friends. You can also find and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Justice for Orphans. We'd also like to thank the generous supporters who have contributed to underwrite our annual fundraising banquet this year in September, beginning with Crystal Clear Finances of Latham, New York. Thank you, Crystal Clear Finances, for being a great supporter of Justice for Orphans. JFO is a nonprofit ministry on a mission to inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls, be it adoption, foster care, care portal, whatever God calls you to do. To learn more, contact us or donate online. Visit us at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.